Hi, it's me, your brand new teenage daughter calling. I knew you wouldn't answer your phone. You're always so busy. Work, work, work. When you're done with work, you have a few drinks with your coworkers at the bar down the street. It's only been like a few weeks since the wedding, but Mom hasn't waited up for you for months. I don't even know why you guys got married. By the time you get around to checking your voicemails, you're home and in your room, and she's asleep. And you're taking off your jacket, loosening your tie, maybe unzipping. As you may have guessed, I was also drinking just a little bit tonight. Someone left the liquor cabinet unlocked and I got a little thirsty. It really doesn't take a lot to make me feel funny, though. This buzzing in my head and on my skin. Maybe just another glass or two and I'll fall asleep. That deep sleep. But definitely asleep by the time you're listening to this. Daddy? I can call you that now, right? Daddy, I'm leaving this voicemail because I wanted you to check on me. I was unsupervised and careless this afternoon, and it's your job to take care of me now, isn't it? Mommy doesn't care about me, and we both know she doesn't care about you either. All we have is each other. And she's sleeping right now too, isn't she? Just leave her, and come to my room. I left the door a little open for you. Come right now. I bet you're stubborn. I mean, I know you. I know you're stubborn. That's how you got to be the big boss at work, right? I bet you're still in your bedroom, standing there, listening. But I need you to come and check on me. Isn't that the responsible thing to do? I've never been drunk before. Daddy, please come and check on me. That's right. Come to my room. It won't hurt just to take a look, right? But, Daddy, when you get here, you might notice I'm naked. I'm completely asleep and entirely naked. I'm probably sprawled out, flat on my back, on my bed, with the covers thrown aside. My lamp on the nightshade is turned on, just bright enough to let you see me. I bet your first instinct is to give me some privacy. But I'm the one who told you to come here. So obviously, I don't mind if you see me asleep and naked. Daddy, can you do me a favor? Can you come closer? And take this headset out of my ear. I know I've probably fallen asleep with it on. If I sleep all night with that in, I'll have such an earache in the morning. You don't want that to happen, do you? Just walk over to my bed and take it out of my ear. Don't worry about waking me up, because we both know that's not going to happen. And Mommy took her favorite pills, so she won't be waking up till tomorrow either. All you have to do is put the headset on my nightstand. And while you're here, it's okay to look. No one will ever know. You can consider it repayment for making sure my poor ears stay safe. And you deserve a little thrill after working all day, just like you do every day. You deserve it, Daddy. You deserve to know what I look like naked. I'm your daughter now. I belong to you now. Don't you want to know what you own now? Daddy. Daddy, can you see if my pussy is still wet? I've been touching myself and thinking of you. If you would have been here earlier, you could see me play with my pussy while I talk to you. While I think about you standing over my naked, vulnerable body. You know, there's a good chance I won't even remember leaving this voicemail in the morning. I definitely wouldn't remember you coming into my room at all. Even if you touched my breasts or felt my pussy. Oh, come on, Daddy. You know you want to. Oh, my tits are so cute, aren't they? I'm touching one of them right now. While I play with my pussy. Are my nipples still hard? Look at them, Daddy. Touch them. I hope you're touching them right now. I'm hoping you don't chicken out or get all moral on me and leave the room. Maybe you've already deleted this message without listening to the entire thing, but if you're still listening to it, you're still in my room. And I hope you're touching me. Oh, that makes me so hot to think of your hands on me. Even if I'm asleep. It's kind of a shame. I can't be awake for this, but at the same time, this entire idea of not being awake is really turning me on. And I don't think you'd have the courage to do this if I was awake. Or if I wasn't encouraging you. Don't touch my pussy, just like I'm doing right now. I guess you can't see how I'm touching it, but right now I know I'm sound asleep. Maybe even unconscious, I'm still a little excited from your hands caressing my breasts. As wet as I am right now, I'm probably still nice and wet for you in the future too. Go ahead and check, Daddy. please? And just take your hand and slide one finger over my pussy. And slide a finger down my smooth little slit. Go on, Daddy. Touch me. Oh, God, I love imagining it. I desperately hope you're touching it right now, just like I told you to. Just explore the outside of it. Run all your fingers over it. See if you can make me moan in my sleep. I'm probably still really turned on from what I'm doing to myself as I leave this voicemail. Now take your cock out of your pants, Daddy. Take out your cock and touch it. Rub it. You know you want to. I know you want to. Rub it and feel my little pussy. Oh, yeah, good. Just like that, Daddy. If you're still listening, I know you have to be doing all this. I hope you're doing it. I want you to do it, Daddy. I'm so horny right now. Are you nice and hard? Maybe you've been hard since you came in and saw me naked in my bed, asleep, still waiting for you. Oh, how hard is your cock, Daddy? Don't you want to stick it somewhere? Somewhere wet and hot and tight? I know you do. Oh, that's what I'm here for, Daddy. No one will ever know. And I want you to do it so badly. Oh, I can almost see a look on your face right now. You weren't expecting this, were you? Then again, you weren't expecting any of this. Yet here you are, with your fingers on my pussy, and your rock hard cock twitching for me, listening to me while you watch me sleep. Oh, I want you to fuck me, Daddy. I want you to climb on top of me and push my legs wide apart and drive that big, fat, hard cock into my tight little cunt. Oh, I want it so badly. I won't even remember this in the morning either. I probably won't notice I was fucked while I slept. I'll be too out of it until mid-afternoon. So here's the perfect chance to get away with the perfect crime. Oh, please, Daddy. Take your fingers away from my pussy. You don't even have to completely remove your pants. Just climb onto my bed. Onto my pink sheets. And slide my legs apart. You know you want to. Maybe you wouldn't have done it under any other circumstances than this. But now you would, right? Is your cock leaking yet? Wrap that pre-cum into my little pussy lips. Make sure my pussy is nice and slippery for you. Remember, I'm so small and tight. You're gonna need the lubrication to get it in. Now, Daddy, take your cock in your hand. And guide the head of it up against my pussy. Can you feel how smooth I am? I can't imagine that big, thick cock pressing against my little hole right now. Are you nervous, Daddy? Are you excited? I'm excited. Oh, now fuck me, Daddy. Shove that big dick inside me. Do it hard and fast. Fuck me the way mommy doesn't let you fuck her. Oh, be your help, Daddy. Use my little body any way you want to. I hope you're fucking me so hard and fast right now, Daddy. You won't even have to wait for me to come because by the time you listen to this, I'll already have come twice before I fell asleep. Oh, now it's your turn. Slam your cock into me over and over and over again. Oh, spank my ass with your balls. You can't even pull my legs up. Oh, just flip me over and slam your hips down onto my ass. Yeah. I was a bad girl for drinking from the liquor cabinet, wasn't I? It's your job to punish me, Daddy. Punish me just like that. Pound my body in a little pussy over and over again. Fuck me, Daddy. Oh, fuck me so hard that I feel it in my dreams. I won't wake up, Daddy, not until tomorrow morning. Oh, just keep fucking me hard and fast. Do you like this, Daddy? Do you like fucking your brand new teenage daughter? Don't you want to fill my tight little cunt with all your cum? Come with me, Daddy. Don't pull out. Fill my pussy with your hot cum. I want you to come with me. Then I sleep with your cum in me all night. I wake up with it oozing out of my little pussy in the morning. I wouldn't even know what it is. Oh, God. I'm so close right now, Daddy. Come for me. Fill me up, please. Come in my sleeping, helpless little body. I wish I was there. I wish I was awake for this. Or that you were here right now. Oh, maybe next time. Oh, yeah, but for now, just come with me. God, yeah. Yes. Oh, my God, Daddy. Look what a mess you made of me, Daddy. I left a washcloth for you on my nightstand. If you want to clean me up a little, you can, but... if not, I don't mind at all. When I wake up, I might be a little confused, but... if I remember anything, my first thought will be to reach down and search for your sticky mess with my fingers. And then taste it. I wish you were already here with me. I'm so sleepy now, Daddy. I hope you enjoyed this voicemail. I'm sorry it's so long. But I hope you remember to check on me every time you get home. I'll always be waiting for you in my bed.